This morning's sermon is called, For This Purpose I Have Come, from John chapter 12, verse 27 through 36, as we continue our journey through the Gospel of John, chapter by chapter, verse by verse. As we pick back up in the Gospel of John from our Holy Week, from Easter, I want to remind you that the purpose that John is writing this Gospel is to convince his readers that Jesus is the Messiah, the Christ, the Son of the living God. And by believing in him, you may have eternal life in his name. That is the theme of this gospel. John's gospel message to us, Jesus is God. He is the second person in the triune Godhead. And without him, you cannot have eternal life. John's gospel message, the eternal God himself has become flesh and dwelt among us. That the Creator has become part of his creation. And why? So that he may save sinners from sin, death, judgment, and eternal hell. Before we go through this incredible passage this morning, I want you to know that everything that God does, he does to display his glory. And in our passage, he gives us four magnificent ways that he displays his glory through the cross, through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. I'm going to share four of them with you. I had Michelle put them on the slides for you note takers if you want to write them down. And then we'll look at them as we go through our passage. The first one is God glorifies himself by judging the world in Jesus. Okay? Two, God glorifies himself by casting out the ruler, Satan, of this world through Jesus. Three, God glorifies himself by drawing all peoples to himself through Jesus. And number four, God glorifies himself by shining as the light of the world in those who believe in Jesus. Okay, we're going to go through this passage. We're going to see this. But I want to put those on there. I know some of you like to take notes. So if you brought your Bible with you this morning, I'd like you to turn to the Gospel of John, chapter 12. And go down to verse 27. This is a powerful moment in this book. Jesus speaks openly about his coming, death, and what it means for humanity. Very powerful passage. Let's go through the Word of God. Let's take a look at verses 27 and 28. Jesus prays to the Father. Now my soul is troubled. And what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour, but for this purpose I came to this hour. Father, glorify your name. And a voice came from heaven saying, I have both glorified it, and I will glorify it again. Jesus being fully man, right? He's fully man, fully God, fully man. He felt troubled. His soul, he was stressed during this time. We're just a few days out from the cross. I'm kind of taking a little reverse from Good Friday. We went over that, but we're back in the book of John. And he's days out from going to the cross. John, the last second half of this book, as I said before, John covers a week. We're going to probably be in it for months, but it was only a week. We're taking it slow. I told you guys that. We want God to speak to us. But he felt very stressed, as it says, oh, my soul is troubled. Right? Yet fully committed to the mission, to why he came. And God the Father confirms that his plan is unfolding and he will be glorified through Jesus' death, his sacrifice, and resurrection. He confirmed it. Spoke down from heaven. But Jesus' soul was greatly troubled because he knew what was coming, the cross. He knew what He knew the cross was coming soon. He was days away from going to Calvary for you and me. You know, it reminds me of, like, you know, when you have something big coming up, maybe you have surgery coming up, or maybe you're going to the dentist, you're going to get some work done on your teeth, and that anticipation gets you worked up because you know it's not going to be good, right? You know pain's coming, and you know it. This is what Jesus was going through. He knew what was coming. So he's working up, right? You ever done that? You got something big coming up? You got to get a root canal or something like that? Oh, I just know it's going to hurt. And you get a little worked up, right? This is what Jesus is going through. He knows he's going to be nailed to a cross. He knows he's going to be beat, spit on, mocked, scourged, which is whipped. He knows this. He knew his crucifixion. He was deeply troubled on the humanity side. Right? Like I told you guys before, Jesus knows what it's like to be weary, to be thirsty, be tired, be exhausted. Why? He came so he knew what we would feel like too. So when you pray and say, Lord, I can't deal with this anymore, he says, I know what it's like. He's been there. God in the flesh. So he says, Father, my soul is troubled. What shall I say, Father? Save me from this hour? No. For this purpose, I have come. Father, glorify your name. Father, hallow your name as I go to the cross. Make your name great, Father. Powerful, huh? Very powerful. As Christians, we live for the glory of God. Amen? Why? Because God lives for the glory of God. We are passionate about God's glory because God is passionate about God's glory. And his glory is full of grace and truth. We started this book back in chapter 1, right, with John writing, and the Word, Jesus, became flesh. And he dwelt among us, and we beheld his what? His glory. The glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Full of grace and truth. Let's look at verse 29 and 30. It says, therefore the people who stood by, John wrote, and heard it, said that it had thundered, the voice from heaven. Others said, an angel has spoken to Jesus. Jesus answered and said, his voice did not come because of me, but for your sake. After the people heard the Father call down from heaven, saying, I have both glorified it, and I will glorify it again, the Father said. The people, like, they said it had thundered as they heard his voice. Others said, an angel spoke to Jesus. Jesus says, the voice did not come because of me, but for your sake. Jesus tells them, the voice wasn't for him. It was for them. God gave them a sign, the people, to help them believe. He gave them a sign. The people standing there by needed to hear the voice of God to begin to trust in Christ, because if they don't, they're going to die spiritually. Now let's look at verse 31 and 32. Pay close attention to these two verses. Verse 31 says, now, I want you to stay on that word, now is the judgment of the world. Now, the ruler of this world will be cast out. And I, Jesus said, if I am lifted up from the earth, speaking of his cross, will draw all peoples to myself. There's three ways in these two verses where God glorifies himself through Jesus. Number one, God glorifies himself by judging the world in Jesus. Look at the first half of verse 31. now is the judgment of this world. What a warning from the Lord. Time is short and darkness is present. Follow me now before you lose the chance. Wow. Follow me now. Now is the judgment of the world. Back in John chapter 5, Jesus told us, in verse 24 and 25, Jesus says, most assuredly I say to you, which means listen up, you need to know this, he who hears my word and believes in him who sent me has everlasting life and shall not come into judgment, but has passed from death into life. Jesus said in the next verse, same thing, most assuredly I tell you, the hour is coming, and now is, Jesus said, when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, those who are spiritually dead, and those who hear will live. Jesus says, now, my Father's judging the world in me now. Here's the warning. The world is being judged now. By what? By the cross. By the cross. It's God placing the cross in the middle of the world. Okay? He's putting the cross in the middle of the world, right? And he's saying, what are you going to do with my son, Jesus? Or, what did you do with my son, Jesus? Will you say, I believed in Jesus wholeheartedly. I trusted him. I received him. He is my life. I thank him every day for what he has done for me. I love him with all my heart and soul. Will you say that? I hope so. I hope so. Will you say, Jesus is my life. I am his, he is mine, he lives in me, I live in him, I abide in him, he abides in me. It should have been me on the cross, but he loved me and gave himself for me. You feel that way? I hope so. I really hope so. The cross and our faith in Jesus Christ will determine our destiny from here. The world brings death. Jesus brings life. Amen? Jesus brings spiritual life. The cross is the great divide for man. And God's put it right in the center of the earth. It's the great divide for man. It's at the cross where you decide whether you live or die spiritually. Am I going with Jesus or am I not? God's laid it all out with the cross for everybody, for the world. You know what it reminds me? It reminds me of the two thieves on the cross, right? Jesus in the middle. He's got one on the right, one on the left. One of the thieves rejected Christ. The other thief received him. It's the great divide, the cross. Which way are you going? And God the Father has laid it right out for us. Number two, God glorifies himself by casting out the rule of this world through Jesus. Look at the second half of verse 31. He says, now the ruler, Satan, of the world will be cast out. Satan was totally defeated at the cross. As you read through the scriptures, right? He was defeated at his death, burial, and resurrection. Satan did everything he could do to get Jesus to disobey the Father. Because he knew if Jesus goes to the cross and he dies and he raises from the dead, he's defeated. It's over for him. And God glorified himself by casting out the ruler of this world through Jesus. Powerful. Three, God glorifies himself by drawing all peoples around the world to himself through Jesus Christ. Right? Look at verse 32. Jesus said, if I am lifted up from the earth, the cross, I will draw many peoples to myself. Many will be drawn to the cross and come to Christ by faith. And guess what? God will get the glory. Every time someone comes to Christ, right? Every time a sinner repents and turns to Christ, what do the angels do in heaven? They rejoice. One sinner comes to Christ, the angels in heaven are rejoicing over the one sinner becoming part of God's family. And God gets the glory. God gets the glory. The day you surrendered your life to Christ, angels in heaven were rejoicing. Father, glorify your name. So-and-so is coming to our family. Father, make your name great. Hallowed be your name. So-and-so has given their life to you. Powerful. God is telling us in the scripture this morning, I am judging the world now through the cross. I am taking down the ruler of this world through the cross. And I am offering, listen, I am offering you who have been under the sway of the devil a new life through my son. Amen. I'm offering you a new life through my son. Many will be moved by the cross and come to Christ. Right? That cross should mean everything to you. That cross you're wearing around your neck, if you have one, should mean everything to you. It's a reminder what Jesus did at Calvary for you. It's all about the cross. That's where he gave his life for you. Many will be justified by the works of Jesus Christ on the cross. And the Father will get the glory. This passage would be a great Good Friday message. I think I might use this next year. This is what I think we're going to be going through next year on Good Friday. This would be perfect for Good Friday. Let's take a look at verse 33 and 34. This he, Jesus, said, signifying by what death he would die, the cross. The people answered Jesus, we have heard from the law that the Christ remains forever. How can you say the Son of Man must be lifted up? Who is the Son of Man? Sounds like some people are a little confused, right? They were very confused. They were like, if you're the Messiah, you can't die. You came to save and rule and reign. Not his first coming. He's going to do that in his second coming. His first coming came to save. It was all about salvation. So they're like, wait a minute, Jesus. You've been saying you're the Messiah? You can't die. What do you mean you're going to the cross? They were totally confused. Their expectations didn't match up what Jesus was saying. They were confused by the cross. Why? Because they didn't read all the scriptures. Isaiah 53 says that the Messiah is going to come and suffer for the people. Psalm 22. The Messiah is going to suffer for the people. Zechariah 14 and so forth. They had all the Old Testament scriptures. But they chose not to read all of them. You know what that's called, right? selective reading, right? We know what selective hearing is, right? Right? This is called selective reading. We need to read our whole Bible, amen? We need to read the whole Bible. You know, not just the verses that make us feel all warm and fuzzy, right? You're going to miss it if that's all you do. If you pick a handful of psalms that just make you feel so warm and fuzzy, you're not going to appreciate God's grace. Those are important. But we got to read all the Bible. First of all, if you don't read the Old Testament, you're not going to understand the New Testament. Well, Pastor Sean, I don't like all those verses. I don't like that verse that says, all of us have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. I don't like that one. Pastor Sean, I don't like that one that says, none of us are good, no, not one. I don't like what Isaiah said about us. Our righteousness is like filthy rags. I don't like that one, Pastor Sean. I don't like that one that tells me, if I don't repent, I'm going to perish, which means cut from God's grace. I don't like that. I don't like all those 42 times Jesus brought up hell just in the book of Matthew. Pastor Sean, I don't like those. I get it. But if you don't understand the bad news, you're never going to appreciate the good news. And that's God's amazing grace. Amen? You got to read it all. You got to read it all. And you got to let God speak to the heart. Speak to me, Lord. Right? Let's take a look at our final two verses, verses 35 and 36. Then Jesus said to them, a little while longer the light is with you. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness overtake you. Lest darkness overtake you. He who walks in darkness does not know where he's going. While you have the light, believe in the light that you may become sons of the light, children of God. John wrote, these things Jesus spoke and departed and was hidden from them. Jesus went in private. He only spent these rest of these days with his disciples because he wanted to tell them what was going on. He's heading to the cross, and he knows they're going to be distraught when they see him hanging on the cross. Here's number four right here, right in these verses. God glorifies himself by shining as the light of the world in those who believe in Jesus. Here's where it gets personal. Do you believe in the light? Are you walking in the light? Believe now while you can. Listen, while you have the light, believe in the light that you may become sons of the light. Children of God. Believe in the light, become children of God. Trusting in Jesus Christ brings you into truth and life with God. God glorifies himself by shining as the light of the world in those who believe in Jesus. Right? Remember what Jesus said in Matthew 5:16? Jesus said, let your light so shine before men so that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who's in heaven. Let your light shine before men so men see your good works. Know that you're a Christian, that you're a believer, and God gets the glory. And God gets the glory. God gets the glory through your good works that you do for Christ. God gets the glory. Right? You never take the glory from God. You do not share his glory with another. Don't ever go there. You did something with the right motive, the right heart. You did it for the Lord. You don't need to sound the bell. Bing, bing, hey, that was me. I did that. Write it down. You're going to lose all your reward in heaven for doing that stuff. You do it in secret. You help people in secret. God gets the glory and you get the reward. You get the blessing. You get the blessing because you gave the glory to God. Jesus said back in John 8:12, I am the light of the world. He who believes in me, right? He who believes in me shall not what? Walk in darkness, but have the light of life. He who follows me is not going to walk in darkness. He's going to have the light of the world through him. One last thing, then we'll close. Jesus accepted the pain and suffering because he knew of the glory to come. Many will look to the cross and become saved through him. This is why he came. And this was going to honor the Father. Because God desires all men to be what? Saved. God desires all to be saved. And that's why Jesus willingly came to die. He wanted to please the Father. He wanted to please the Father. So you and I could go and be with God one day from here. He knew the Father. God desires all to be saved. I'm coming willingly to die for you so my Father is pleased and that I can make a way for you and me to go be with God after this life. Hallelujah. Willingly, he went to the cross for you. You can either receive them or reject them. God's laid it all out. Which way are you going? Just like the two thieves on the cross. One came, one didn't. Which way are you going? Says the Lord. Jesus was devoted to the mission. The cross was the center of his universe. I am going to do this so man can get to my Father and my Father will be glorified. Jesus was determined. He wanted to save you and me. That's why he came. He wanted to save you. Right? The joy was set before him, according to the writer of Hebrews, was the glory of his Father and the fruit came would glorify the Father, which is you and me. We are the fruit of Jesus' works, and that brings much joy to the Father. What a blessing. Jesus knew the hour was near. We're close to the cross right here. He knew the hour was near. His soul was troubled, right? But he said, for this purpose, I have come. Amen? Let's close in prayer. Dear Lord God, Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for speaking right into our hearts this morning as we gathered in Jesus' name, Lord, to glorify you. I thank you, Lord, for speaking to us. And Father, please continue to speak into our hearts each and every day. Every day we pick up our Bible and read. Please speak to us, Father. Please. And let your light so shine through us to other people. We ask all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.